From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-Syrian government forces reportedly seized the rebel-held neighborhood of Farafra near the Old City in the center of Aleppo. It's the last major city in which the opposition has a firm grip. Days of intense fighting followed the collapse of a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire. The U.S. and Russia held no talks Tuesday. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Secretary of State John Kerry needs some measures offered by Moscow and Damascus that would change the reality on the ground.
He has not closed the door on this diplomatic process. And as the Secretary of State, he'll never do that. He said it would be diplomatic malpractice to do so. And as long as he's Secretary of State, he is going to pursue a diplomatic process that ends the fighting and allows for a peaceful political transition in Syria.
Toner said Kerry wants to see credibility reestablished in the peace process. Reuters quotes a senior rebel official as saying pro-government forces are mobilizing near the rebel-held Sheikh Zayed district on Aleppo's southern outskirts. The fall of the rebel-held part of the city would be viewed as a major victory for the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Ali Bongo Ondimba Tuesday was sworn in as Gabon's president for a second seven-year term after winning re-election by a slim margin in a disputed vote.
Conformément à la tradition africaine en général, Bantu en particulier.
At the swearing-in ceremony Tuesday, Mr. Bongo called on all the nation's stakeholders to sit down together to find solutions that will satisfy our compatriots. His razor-thin victory August 27th came amid allegations of vote rigging by the opposition and a court challenge dismissed last week. The European Union said it regretted the vote count had not been more transparent. At least six people killed in post-election violence. This is VOA News.